the talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs All-Star outfielder.
A fly ball hit to deep left center field. This may go. It's gone! Ian Happ goes the other way. It's 5-0 Cubs. A solo shot by Happ. That's his 16th of the year.
Gold Glove Award winner.
High fly ball deep left. Happ going back at the well near the wall. Does he have a play? Yes. Makes the catch as the wind knocks it down two away.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
But I will say about the Cubs deadline, great for us. And then Kittredge, a righty that throws a sinker slider mix. It's really tough on righties. Like, those are two great additions, and I think make the bullpen really deep.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Ah, yes, the birthday song by the Beatles. I first heard it on 16 Candles, which I'm pretty sure refers to New Trier. By pretty sure, I mean I am. This is Raheem and Harris on The Score. We are happy to go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Happy birthday, Ian Happ.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Ian, have you ever spent your birthday outside the country celebrating?
We were actually here in Toronto in 23, at the same time, right over my birthday.
Okay.
What an odd coincidence.
Like, I know.
Is there anything that you do in Toronto, like Tim Hortons coffee or something, since maybe Connect isn't in Canada? Like, how do you observe a Canadian birthday since this is year two for you?
You know, both times we've had an off day here, and I've gotten to play golf. So played golf yesterday and played golf last time. I can't remember what the off day was. The off day might have actually been the 12th, or it might have been the 11th. It was very similar timing. So I got to play golf on the off day before my birthday. So pretty good way to spend it.
How much does an off day come in handy when a team is going through what you guys seem to be going through offensively since the All-Star break?
Yeah, I think just this time of the year, it's nice to have a few days, especially like we got in, you know, Sunday Night Baseball, and we got in at like 4:30 in the morning the other day. So having that off day and just a day to recharge for everybody is great.
That is something that I feel like Joe Maddon always talked about, the Sunday Night Baseball turnaround, especially for whatever reason. I feel like it was typically a Cardinals game for you guys where that would occur often. When you're factoring in the logistics, especially at least having an off day afterward, I know that helps, but what time are you even leaving St. Louis on Sunday night after that almost an hour-long rain delay and then the game?
Yeah, even with that delay, I think, you know, we got out of there probably around 11. Then with the travel, you know, we lose an hour on the time change plus customs. You know, that's a long trip getting back to the hotel and getting in at like 4:30 in the morning. So yeah, having that off day, everybody kind of get a chance to explore Toronto a little bit, relax, get to bed and get recharged is nice. And if Toronto's been playing good baseball, it's going to be a good series. And you know, that's the fun part of this thing is you get to do it every single day, no matter how good the last week or month's been or how bad it's been, you get to go and do it again.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about just the process of the off day. Can you even sleep in that much when you play that late, knowing there's a certain routine you have to have? Like, I worry that, I guess, sometimes on a day off, if you sleep in too late, for example, does that get you out of the routine you're normally in during the week when you don't have the day off?
Yeah, I think the routine changes so much just with being in different cities night to day and time change and everything that guys are pretty good about. Whether it's getting sleep or understanding that you have to, you know, if you don't get a ton of sleep going into the off day, that you can get to bed early and get like a full night going into the next day. So I think guys' bodies we're adjusted to not being adjusted. We're adjusted to having those weird times and those off hours. So that's just part of this time of the season and part of, you know, doing this every day is you get used to it.
Just under 7 weeks left in the season, 45 games on the schedule. Are we into this is a sprint mode? Where are you as far as understanding how much time you have left to make up ground on the Brewers who have a 6.5 game lead?
Yeah, I think that's the tough part about this time of the season is, you know, the Brewers are playing really good baseball. They've been obviously fantastic. They've won however many in a row, and, you know, we can't. we can't be looking at them every day. We just have to play our game and stack a few series wins on top of each other. I think, you know, we haven't been winning the series, but we were early in the year. And you know, we've done a good job of avoiding any prolonged stretches of losing streaks. But the, you know, winning series and getting back to winning series regularly and controlling what we can control in that sense is kind of where we have to be. You know, you can't be in chase mode and be watching every day. You just got to be really focused on this group and what we're doing and who we're playing. Because it's the only thing you can control. You know, the only thing that we can control is the way that we go about our business every day and then see where it falls at the end of the year. And it sounds cliche, but it's as true as it gets.
And you're one of the veteran voices in that clubhouse. You know, you've been through this before where there was a tight division race. You've been on teams where, you know, you face a situation like a game 163, for example. You're with other guys like Kyle Tucker, who also knows a thing or two about playing for playoff teams. You know, how much does that leadership come in stretches like this where you guys can say to younger players maybe, or just like have that mentality knowing it's not just about what's happening around you, but what you're trying to face each and every day?
Yeah, we have a group of guys who have been there and who have seen it, you know, guys that have won, guys that have been in deep playoff races. You know, Dansby is a great example of that and what they went through in Atlanta to get to the point that they did where they won a World Series. And, you know, I think having that understanding and that experience is really important. And like I said, that's the group of this veteran leadership and the guys in the clubhouse is to remind everybody that, you know, we can only control what we can control, and we have to be really focused on that. And the only thing that matters is winning baseball games and however we do it, you know, and being really stubborn to the things that have put us in this position so far: the defense, the base running, the focus on what we can control every day, and the ability to score in a bunch of different ways. Like, we have that ability as a group, and it hasn't shown up as much offensively in the last couple of weeks, and you know, we're obviously aware of that. And so getting back to what we do really well and putting pressure on teams is a big part of it.
Ian Happ, the Cubs Gold Glover, joining us as he does every week here on Raheem and Harris. Ian, you guys haven't had a winning series against a team with a winning record since right out of the break when you took 2-3 from the Red Sox. How much of a boost can it give you knowing you're going up on the road against the team with the best record in the American League to come away with a series win here as you get ready for, I know you know what's around the corner with that Milwaukee Brewers series next week?
Yeah, I mean, huge. I think that's one of those things that can be a big confidence builder. You go in and play a really good team and take care of business. Those are the things that they can give you a boost and remind the group, you know, just how good you are and the abilities that you have. And, you know, going through a stretch like this where we've played some good teams, some teams with winning records and haven't come out on top of a series, you know, being able to kind of right that ship and feel that again. And we had that stretch early in the year where it just felt like every series we played, we were finding a way to win 2 out of 3. And so getting back to that point where, all right, that's what it feels like, take 2 out of 3. That's what we're capable of. And then kind of going from there.
Ian, happy birthday. We appreciate the time. Good luck with your series in Toronto.
Thanks, Ian.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good one.
That's Ian Happ, and Connect Roasters was the one who tipped us off today on social media. They were the first ones I saw on social media to say happy birthday to Ian Happ. So they win. They win their coffee, which is a prize. I get it when I go to Steingold's.
It seems like the caffeine will be flowing for him north of the border.
Tim Hortons is decent, though. You know, you've been in Tim Hortons country.
I have been in Tim Hortons country, but you know, I don't drink coffee like that. The only coffee I drink is straight espresso, just to keep it going.
People like the Tim Hortons if they can get it. Like, I feel like it's pretty popular anytime you can acquire it.
It's a hidden gem.